Hi, you're listening to the Sports Tourism on Air podcast, where I, Vadim Ilchuk, will reveal to your listeners the incredible world of sports from the touristic perspective to you, so the sports tourism industry stakeholders could be sure that with this podcast, they will always be on trend. This podcast is produced by Endeka.net Sport Company, which is an international travel organizer of sports events, with more than 10 years of experience. And here, I will talk with different worldwide experts for whom the sport and the sports travel industry is a passion of life. Today we will talk about Manchester, a city with a sports heart and a tourist soul. What is special about Manchester's main stadiums, Old Trafford and Etihad Stadium? What other sports locations does Manchester offer its guests? And in general, what Manchester can offer to a common tourist? Nick Brooksykes, Director of Tourism at Marketing Manchester, is our special guest, helping us to find the answers to these questions. Let's start our conversation from the stadium of Manchester United, one of the most successful clubs in England. It is called Old Trafford, and is also known as the Theatre of Dreams. Old Trafford was officially opened on February 19, 1910, with a match between Manchester United and Liverpool. Then the Mancunians lost 3-4. Since then, the stadium has become associated with the first team. During its history, it has undergone many reconstructions, and the number of people who could enter the stadium has been constantly changing. At the moment, it can give the seat to almost 75,000 people. The stadium consists of four stands. One of them is the North Stand, named after the legendary Red Devils coach Sir Alex Ferguson, who won more than 30 titles at national and international level with the team. You can learn more about his achievements and the sports life of Manchester by listening to our previous podcast, Manchester, the Neighborhood of Citizens and Devils. East Stand, or Scoreboard, got its name because the scoreboard with the match score is located on this tribune. Moreover, this tribune has a sacred meaning, because at its end there is a memorial plaque dedicated to the victims of the Munich plane crash, as a result of which 23 people died, including players and members of the coaching staff of Manchester United. West Stand, also known as the Stretford End, always has the most hardcore and loud fans. Therefore, this is your place if you like to shout at football matches. And the South Stand bears its name in honor of the legendary player Sir Bobby Charlton, who scored 249 goals for Manchester United. But why is the stadium called Theatre of Dreams? Let's ask Nick.
But during the first years as a football team, the football team had a massive financial hardship. They often were fluctuating between divisions and lower divisions of the English Football League. And I suppose the fans at the time just had this idea that they could dare to dream, that they could dare to dream of, you know, success and being really a great club. So the Theatre of Dreams came out of that mentality.
Yes, the stadium is everyone's dream. You're deeply mistaken if you think the stadium should be visited only during the team matches. In addition to the game itself, the stadium is ready to offer you other activities that will help you learn more about its history and the team's history as a whole.
You can do an amazing tour of the stadium, which takes you all behind the scenes. Lots of visitors want to do the tour. And of course, there's a massive Manchester United football shop. So lots of people want to go to the shop and get their merchandise. But certainly, even when there's not a match on, then it's definitely worth a visit in terms of soaking up the atmosphere and just seeing that that amazing stadium that people will recognise from television and from football matches.
And what can we say about their opponent's stadium, Manchester City? The team plays at the Etihad Stadium, which was opened on July 25, 2002, which is relatively recent for such a large structure. First, it was built for the Commonwealth Games, an equivalent to the Olympics, an event in which states that were former British colonies take part. Manchester City moved to the stadium in 2003, when it was still called the City of Manchester. The stadium can accommodate almost 55,000 spectators, and each of the stands of the stadium also has its name and association. North Stand is also called the Family Stand. It is the best place to watch football together with the family. East Stand is called Kippax and is a nice spot for very enthusiastic fans. West Stand was named after Colin Bell, a Manchester City player who spent 13 seasons at the club, made 501 appearances and scored 152 goals. South Stand is where you will find the loudest fans. That's probably because this is where you will find the competitors' fans, meaning the rivalry will be at its peak. The stadium is also known for its technology. Sports halls, fields, all these locations are made using the latest technologies for the convenience of both players and fans. And it is not surprising that this particular stadium has become a home not only for football matches.
It's hosted the UEFA Cup final, it hosts English football internationals, and then it hosts other things as well. So it hosts boxing titles and Rugby World Cup titles, also hosts big concerts, so Beyonce, U2, Coldplay, lots of big names play, Metallica all play summer season, have played in the summer season at the Etihad Stadium.
But football stadiums are not the only place where you can find the authenticity of sports in Manchester. First and foremost is, of course, the English Football Museum, which is located in Manchester. Here you can discover the history of all English football, from its inception to the present day. The museum is known for its display of the trophies lifted by teams when they win the trophy, and the Hall of Fame, which aims to celebrate and highlight the achievements of England's most incredible footballing talent of all time. Also, here you can discover the history of competitions and clubs that play in the English division. The museum also has authentic historical exhibits, because it is here that you can find the first rule book from 1863 and a shirt from the first ever international football match between England and Scotland. The whole history of football in England in one place. Exciting, isn't it? However, there is so much more to tell about Manchester. This city allows you to be in the sports world 24/7. Why? Let's find out from Nick.
If you then want somewhere to stay overnight, well, hotel football might be an obvious choice, right next to the Manchester United Stadium, which clearly, you know, has that connection with football. But also in the city centre, the Stock Exchange Hotel is owned by Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs. So obviously that football connection there with players from Manchester United. If you then want somewhere to eat, then you can eat at Tast Catala, which is Pep Guardiola's restaurant, the manager of Manchester City Football Club. He owns a restaurant in the city centre called Tast. And Rio Ferdinand, the Man United player, he also owns a restaurant in the city called Rosso. So some eating places with football connections, as well as some places to stay and visit.
But you're mistaken if you think there is nothing to see in Manchester apart from sports.
The city is a very easy city to get around. It's a very walkable city. We have a tram network, so very easy to sort of orientate yourself, place yourself in the city centre, and then do lots and lots of different things. It's a very young city. We have over 100,000 students in the city during term time. So with that, the nightlife and the energy of the city is very young and apparent and energetic, really. So a very strong nightlife night economy, evening economy, lots of bars, lots of restaurants, a very strong cultural offer. We have a great series of galleries and museums.
The city is developed in many areas, especially culture-wise. There are many museums that are the absolute must-visits. For example, the Science and Industry Museum, which will reveal to you the achievements of Manchester during the Industrial Revolution in various fields, from machine building to computing. Also, you cannot pass by John Ryland's Library, erected in honor of the entrepreneurs and philanthropist John Ryland's, who founded and maintained orphanages, homes for the elderly gentlemen, library, etc. Here you can fall in love not only with the number of books perched on bookshelves, but also with the Gothic design of the building itself, which will take you back in time and make you enjoy the atmosphere and history of the city. On the other hand, if you want to experience the modern breath of Manchester, you need to visit the area called the Northern Quarter. It is known for the large number of business centers, clothing stores, cafes, restaurants, and bars, where we can get the idea of how the people of Manchester live in the 21st century. However, if you have decided exactly what you want to see in Manchester, but are not sure how you can visit all the destinations, specialized tours of Manchester are here for you.
There's lots of tours for different specialisms. So if you want to go on a beer tour or a food tour or a football tour or an architecture tour, but a guided tour is definitely the way to see the city and to understand some of the hidden places in the city.
To be able to cover all the exciting locations of Manchester and spend some quality time here, you need a lot of energy, which must be replenished with delicious food. Be sure, Manchester will not disappoint you. For breakfast, you can try Manchester pie, a typical Mancunian pudding made with jam, yellow custard, a pinch of coconut, and a cherry on the top. Or a Manchester egg, a marinated egg covered with black pudding and sausage meat, wrapped in bread crumbs and deep fried until golden. And in the afternoon, experience the authentic taste of Manchester's Big Manc burger. Two huge steaks, lettuce, cheese, and secret Big Manc sauce. And all this together with delicious local beer. However, if you want to visit a more classic cuisine, Manchester can offer you everything from traditional to modern cuisine of all countries, from Italy to China. Also, for people who are not fond of meat, we will reveal an interesting fact.
Manchester invented vegetarianism, so we are the home of the vegetarian movement. Back in the 1800s, when everybody ate meat, somebody called the Reverend Cowherd, he was a vicar, he established the vegetarian movement. And so that tradition continues to this day. There's lots of interesting new vegetarian, vegan restaurants in Manchester.
That is tourism in Manchester, sport-filled, cultural, covering both history and the present. I hope you liked the episode. If yes, subscribe to the podcast and wait for the next episodes very soon. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. Let's dig into the world of sports tourism together.